Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 226 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter, sharing it with your family and friends, listening to it on your commute to and from work. Maybe you're listening to a podcast episode right now while you're working out. Thank you for the continued support. Special thanks to all those brave men and women working in a difficult environment out there in the criminal justice field. We appreciate you. We support you, even though it doesn't seem like you have much support. You have a ton of support. I wish people would be more vocal about it. Thank you. Keep up the fantastic work. You know, I was asked recently, how do you start a podcast? You know, what do you do to kind of host your podcast? Who do you use? And folks, I use Podbeam. I've used them for the last almost 2 years with my podcast. They're a sponsor of the CJ Evolution Podcast, and I appreciate that very much. And you would be amazed at what they can do for you to help you start your own podcast. So if you head over to cjevolution.com, you'll see a link to Podbeam and tell them Patrick sent you, and they're going to help you with hosting. They're going to help you with all the technical questions that you might have. You know, folks, we have guests on, we talk so much, and we'll continue to talk about having that positive attitude, having the right mindset. It is so important, we all know that in criminal justice, that we do have a positive attitude as much as we can. In this solo episode, I'm going to talk about 18 simple ways to keep a positive attitude. I'm going to have the reference linked up in the show notes, but this was a great article that I came across, and it really got me to start thinking about attitude. A positive attitude is something that goes deeper and has an effect beyond surface cheer. Negative attitudes promote fear and a narrowing of focus and the mind, while positive attitudes do the opposite. No one should live in a constant state of fight or flight, but negative attitudes create exactly that scenario. Studies have shown that having a true positive attitude makes your view of life seem broad, full of possibilities. That view leads to and actually living your life in the way that makes it natural to be exposed to and acquire new skills. So how do you go about getting a positive attitude, particularly if it doesn't come to you naturally? That has been my issue sometimes, where it doesn't come to me naturally. We all know those people that are just naturally cheery and bubbly. But for some of us, it just doesn't come naturally, especially cops most of the time. Well, I shouldn't say most, but some cops, it just doesn't come naturally. So here are some tips. First of all, surround yourself with positive people. The old saying, birds of a feather flock together, can be viewed two ways. Either people who are similar naturally find each other, or people in a group become the same over time. Surround yourself with positive people. Who are you hanging out with? Again, you're the average, probably, of the five people you associate with. So again, who you hang around rubs off on you. If you're hanging around people who are negative, guess what? You're probably going to be negative, right? If you hang around, think about high school. If you hang around, you know, the people who are into sports, you're probably into sports. If you hang around the academics, you were probably academic-minded. So again, if you're always with negative people who complain about everything, you'll become a complainer and see the world as negative as they do. And trust me, these people want you around them. Misery loves company, right? So again, you can't always pick your coworkers, but you can be cautious about how much time you spend with them and in what setting. If you're stuck with a negative bunch, be careful not to participate in the negativity. Take breaks for a while rather than immerse yourself in the negative breakdown, drama, or gossip. Folks, the job is negative enough. You don't need to totally immerse yourself every day in the negativity. Number two, fill your mind with positive input. The same way that people around you change you to be more like them, so is what you feed your mind. Listen to positive music with headphones. Meditation, we've talked about. Listen to uplifting audiobooks. Read books that are encouraging. If you are what you eat holds true for your body, your mind is what you feed it. Number three, control the language. No, this isn't about the language police or trying to swear less, although the latter is probably a good idea. This is about being conscious of the words you use when speaking and thinking. Be aware of how you choose to think and speak at work. Find a positive way to view everything and everyone. Number four, create a routine for the day. We talk about routines with, I really do believe that a lot of positive people out there start with a routine, and there's research to back this up, whether it's meditation, journaling. A lot of guests that we've had on the show talk about a morning routine. By starting your day off with a positive routine, it's going to set the tone for the rest of the day. Number five, be nice to people. Be kind to other people makes you happy. A study in the Journal of Social Psychology found that doing something kind for people has the same effect as trying new and exciting things when it comes to feeling happy. Even better, a study in the Journal of Happiness Studies found that the memory of doing something kind for someone causes us to want to do it again. So, if you make being nice to other people a regular thing, it'll become a cycle of generosity and happiness that makes you feel good, as well as causes those you are nice to feel happy as well. Think of the worst negative work environment possible. We all have those environments sometimes. Negativity feeds on more negativity until it seems overwhelming. Be nice to other people and watch them pay it forward. Number six, don't rely on an outside source for positivity. Carry a positive attitude with you. Think of a positive attitude like a survival tool. Carry it with you at all times for emergencies. Number seven, create high points in each day and week. One of the best parts of an exciting vacation is the days leading up to it, when you have it to look forward to. Knowing something good is coming can make an otherwise dreary day more bearable. You can create the same effect by creating small high points in each day to help you get through projects or days that might otherwise seem draining. This is why taking breaks is important, but not every break is as valuable as they could be. Number eight, assume responsibility and choose your response. Refusing to take responsibility for your actions in your situation or not taking control of how you respond kills a positive attitude immediately. You will be more positive seeing life as something you have some control over rather than at the mercy of fate. Number nine, decide your reaction to known problems ahead of time. Whether it's clients, coworkers, citizens, or whoever, there are some things at work that you are always going to dread dealing with. You know they upset you. Decide beforehand that they will not. If citizens or whoever always has to make changes, expect it. Choose to be calm about it, to not let it bother you. Try to look at the client or coworker that's driving you nuts in a different way. Maybe they are having a bad time at home, or they are stressed themselves. Number 10, breathe deeply. Breathing deeply tricks your body into calming down. Calm people have better attitudes. If you find yourself getting a bad attitude about something, find a place where you can be alone and do some deep breathing exercise. Not only does it reduce stress, but it helps you clear your mind and see the situation in a different way. For those of you who meditate like I do, you know that breathing is an essential part of meditation. Number 11, make a mission statement. Do you have a personal mission statement? Get one. I'm willing to bet your organization or department has a mission statement, but you should have one yourself. A personal mission statement will help you define your purpose at work, what your life is about, and what motivates your behavior. It's a good thing to fall back on when work gets crazy and you're confused about what it is you're doing. When you feel like you have a purpose, you can be positive. When you feel like you don't have a purpose or you don't know where you're doing at work, not so much. Number 12, have personal goals. Goals are a bit different from a personal mission statement in that they are specific things you want to achieve. They're kind of like the rewards I talked about earlier in that they give you something to look forward to. However, goals aren't just fun in the future, but are actual guides that you choose to achieve. It's tough to be positive if you think you're going nowhere. Goals are the proof that you have a plan and you're working towards something. They are evidence of forward positive motion. Number 13, remember that no one owes you anything. We live in this entitlement era with so many people out there who think that they're entitled to something. Nobody owes you anything. One of the worst killers of a good attitude is going through life thinking people owe you. Again, no one owes you anything. Life's not fair. Believing anything else sets you up to be in constant state of blame, victimhood, anger, passive aggressiveness, and joylessness. We all know people like this. Negativity is the state of existence if you think the world owes you. How do you get rid of an attitude of entitlement? It's up to me to make things happen. Hard work is what brings good things. Nothing's going to fall in your lap. I have to be willing to accept change quickly. When things are difficult, I still keep going. If those four concepts are in your head, you're not going to be wallowing in negativity, waiting for the world to do something for you. Number 14, stop complaining. We mentioned how you need to control your language. That obviously covers complaining, but complaints are such a huge issue that they warrant their own section. Stop complaining. Complaining does nothing. If you're around people who complain a lot, get away from them. Try to see the situation in a positive or different light. Complaints are a way of seeing everything in a negative light without considering any other explanation. It's a one-way road to dissatisfaction that builds the further you travel it. Number 15, embrace laughing. Laughing is good for you physically, and of course, it helps you feel better. Who doesn't love to laugh? Humor is especially good when things are going terribly wrong, especially in law enforcement and criminal justice. No, I'm not talking about being indifferent to people or victims, but you need to laugh. Who doesn't love the guy who is in the middle of some nightmare project or whatever and offers a quip that suddenly makes the entire mess seem hilarious? Be that guy. Try to find humor wherever you can. Number 16, be curious and embrace learning. A mind that is closed to learning new things grows stagnant and negative. Change, new ideas, or any additional task becomes onerous to something like that. Be a person who is willing to learn and is curious about many things. Your attitude will be positive because you are forward-looking and wanting to understand instead of closed off. Being curious about a new situation or what's going on tends to make you more mindful and aware of the present moment, and that tends to force out negative attitudes. Number 17, look to long-term instead of short-term. When the situation is difficult in the short-term, adjust your vision to the long-term. Short-term situations tend to be heavy on the emotion. Making decisions or taking action based on that is not only a bad idea, but tends to feed negative attitudes. Viewing things in the long term, on the other hand, makes the challenges of the now seem much less terrible, because the bigger picture reveals an exciting outcome. While it's not good to live in the realm of make-believe, thinking realistically in the long term provides a positive spin to your day and helps you construct those goals we mentioned earlier. And number 18, fake it until you make it. I love this one. No, this is not a call to be a hypocrite. The reality is, though, that sometimes we don't always feel the emotion we want. Sitting around waiting for it to come upon us is a sure way to make it sure that it never comes. You often have to fake it until the real deal arrives. Don't feel happy? Don't feel excited about the presentation? Fake it. More often than not, the real emotion will show up. You're not going to feel super excited and positive every day, but don't let that stop you from the behavior that goes along with it anyway. Drive your emotions. Don't let them drive you. Folks, that's all I have. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We got a lot of great guests coming on in the very near future. Just had Eli from Bottle Breacher on. That was a fantastic interview. If you don't know Eli and his story, head over to bottlebreacher.com. He's got some great products. If you get a chance, folks, I sure would appreciate it. Head over to cjevolution.com, rate and review my podcast on iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. Thank you so much for the continued support. And again, I will talk with you all very soon. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.